This is Becky from Bridgewater Church. There was a famine in Israel, so Elimelech disobeyed God and went to Moab. He did what he felt was right. He trusted and followed his heart. He lived his truth. Ruth 1:3 tells us the result. Elimelech died, and Naomi was left with her two sons. The two sons married Moabite women. One married a woman named Orpah, and the other a woman named Ruth. But about 10 years later, both Mahlon and Chilion died. This left Naomi alone, without her two sons or her husband. This was a disaster, but a slow-moving one that took over 10 years. God told his people to not move to Moab and not marry their women. Why? I could give reasons, but if you're only going to obey God when you understand his reasons, you're not going to obey God. God can and does bring about good through pain, but even better is when we obey God and avoid the pain altogether.